So today we're talking to Renee Wilkinson. She's the personal assistant to the MD of Lasha, and she's based and works out of our head office in Germiston. Renee has been Ian, our MD's right-hand woman, for the past 4 years. And there's a quote that I love that says, "Working hard for something you don't care about is called stress, and working hard for something you love is called passion." And when you meet Renee, you know she loves her job and she loves the people she works with. So that little quote summarized you quite well for me when I read it.
Oh, shame. Thanks very much.
So welcome, Renee.
Thank you. And yes, I definitely do love what I do. So that is definitely fitting.
So Renee, how long have you been working at Lasha?
So I've been with Lasha since March 2015, so it's like 5 years, 5 months. But I started off as the Vestments PA, as our sales director at the time, and then moved up to being working with Ian since, I think it was about October 2016, so it's about 4 years with Ian directly.
And so tell us the little secrets. Is there a lot of stuff you have to keep a secret? How do you do it?
Well, I just go with the flow and just deny everything. No, there is obviously secrets because obviously in the position that Ian's in, but I must say he's very polite at least. He's never put me in any compromising situation. So it's always easy. It's stuff that it's always good for someone, so it's easy to keep because you know it's going to be good at the end.
Okay, well, damn it, we're not going to get anything out of you today, clearly.
No, I know nothing.
Okay, so Lasha, 91-year-old brand, you've been with Lasha for 5 years. What, in your opinion, makes Lasha different? Because everyone has their little personal story or something that's touched them about Lasha. What, you've obviously been there 5 years, you've worked for other companies before. What makes Lasha different for those that aren't part of the business?
Well, I definitely feel we're definitely one big happy family working together for a good cause here. You're not just a number. You really are a person here. You're an individual that brings something to the table and part of the family, and that makes a very big difference.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people at Lasha, you know, getting up and going to work for a business that's got great values, so you know, it's a good value match. You would say, so you can feel good about yourself working for a company that's doing things the right way, just manufacturing products in South Africa that we can be so proud of is great. But like you say, family values, honesty and trust, obviously there's confidential stuff you keep secret for a while, but those aren't things that make you feel compromised in your work, I think.
No, definitely not. It's always good things, and like I say, at the end of the day, it's a good secret because it'll do something good later on. It comes out as a better result later, or it's something exciting that happens later. It's never a bad thing.
Mm. So I think, like you say, it's great to be part of a company where you can feel like you're getting up, going to work, working with people that feel like your family, and that you're making a positive influence somehow on the country.
Yes. So it's definitely thinking of the growth for the country and making South Africa proud to use our product out there.
Mm.
It's always good.
So, as a fellow South African then, and working for a proudly South African company, what do you love most about South Africa?
I definitely like the way we can just laugh at all situations, even the serious ones. Like, I think our sense of humor in South Africa is just next level, because it doesn't matter how tough it gets, you still laugh about it and smile about it. And I think that makes us stronger, because we don't buckle to all the stress thing. We actually laugh it off and carry on, and at the end of the day, maybe even get a better result.
That's true. I mean, with the amount of memes that have been flying around during COVID, you know that we in hard times, we can still find some humor to keep us going.
Going, yeah, and I think that's actually a strength for us, because we at least smile and wave kind of attitude instead of just buckling to all the stress all the time.
Exactly. So talking about a family business, you are a parent. You're a mother to both a little boy and girl. And
yeah.
What do you consider important qualities we should be instilling in our children these days?
Well, I definitely think honesty is a very important thing to teach your kids from young, to rather own up to whatever they do, right or wrong, and you can work through it together and know that no matter what they do, they are loved. Love is very important. But just to be honest about something, I mean, you can always rather fix something together than telling lies, and that I'm very anti-lies. So for me, that's something big that I try and instill in my kids, just to be honest, no matter what, just to be honest about the situation.
True. Great value to have. So you're a mother of two, a wife. Ian obviously keeps you really busy. How do you balance between work life and home life? It's the story, like every mother's dilemma, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know if it is balance. I think you just deal with what you're dealing with. My big philosophy in life is just deal with today. You don't try not overthink it. Try not to panic or worry about tomorrow. It'll kind of sort itself out. But just get through today and face what you need to face for the day. You know, if it's kids for today, then you deal with what you're facing with them. If it's work, you deal with work. And I try to just deal with whatever's in front of me wholeheartedly instead of trying to do too many things at the same time. I try and just deal with one thing at a time.
That's true. I'm going to take that and use it for a while. When I stress too much about the future or try and plan too much, I think you're right. Just deal with what's in the moment, and then it feels less overwhelming and less like you're disappointing everybody.
Yes, it's just a bit too much juggling if you're trying to do too many things at the same time, and then you're not giving your all to that one specific thing in front of you. And also, like, sometimes it's hard. Like, if you panic about things, especially when it comes to your kids, you do worry about the future and things like that. But inevitably what happens is something changes, and then everything you thought you had planned wasn't worth it anyway. So for me, it just taught me to rather just take it day by day and deal with what's in front of you.
What would your colleagues say about you?
Oh, that's a hard one. I don't know. I know we joke around a lot in the office, and I'm the office psychologist because a lot of people do tend to like talk to me about things, sometimes work, sometimes personal, but it's a nice feeling to know people can feel comfortable talking to me. And obviously sometimes if I've been through something similar, I try to advise or help them out or see things in a different angle. And then sometimes I'm just ears and just listen, or if when we're not social distancing, I'll give a hug. But other than that, I don't know, like I said, we joke that I'm the national psychologist on duty, but other than that, I think we're all just friendly and happy and get along.
No, that's really true. I think I've definitely had one or two sessions with you, let's say, about motherhood and pregnancy and all of those things. I always standing beside your desk, learn something new, but I always feel the love from you.
Oh, shame. Thanks. Yeah, no, it's nice. Like I said, it's nice that people can talk, you know, and I think sometimes it'll be fun when we do actually bench out there and try and talk about something that we realize that actually we're all human and we all felt the same way. Like, that's what I experienced during COVID now. I thought that it was just me feeling overwhelmed, but then chatting to a friend here or eventually coming back to the office, talking to a colleague there, then we realize actually we're all feeling the same. And sometimes that's good to hear that we're all feeling the same.
Exactly. Okay, so our last question is, what have you experienced in your life that's either made you stronger or helped you see life differently? Give us a little insight into more about Renee.
Well, I've actually been through quite a bit in my life. I don't think we have such a long time to go through all the details, but it has made me realize I have to handle a lot of things, and sometimes my experience has helped me to help others. So that's the way I see things, like that's helped me. Like, we can actually handle a lot more than what we think we can, and it's sometimes not easy going through stuff, but down the road you meet somebody else going through something and you realize, oh, I can help because I know how it feels. So that's how I use my experience that way.
Yeah, it's that saying that says, don't judge somebody, you don't know what they're going through. And I think often you get caught up in your own story, like you said earlier, and you don't realize all these people that work with every day have their own story and their own things that they're going through, like that image of the duck on the water and their feet are paddling
very fast.
Water. You don't always see it all. So
No, definitely. And like I said, I also try and be kind of positive about things. Like I said, it's not always easy what you have to face, but try and at least take a lesson or something positive out of it. Won't be immediately, maybe a few days, years later, but you do realize that you were tough, you did get through it, and it has made you stronger. And then that also makes you see things differently. Like, some people get bitter from experience, and other people use the experience in a positive. So I try very hard to do that.
Okay, and anything else that you want to share with us? Have your say, favorite quotes, spread some wisdom, or do you just do that in your one-on-one psychology session?
No, my general quote that I like to use for myself is, keep your plate clean, because the only one you can control is keep your plate clean. You can't keep other people's dishes clean. And then on the other hand, I'd like to also just say thanks to Lasha for taking a chance on hiring me. And it is actually wonderful to work with Ian and a company that truly cares about people and they really care about their staff. So it is really nice to work here and I'm thankful.
Yeah, I think Lasha is lucky to have you.
Thanks.
You know, it's not always that you come across people who are, like we said in the beginning, dedicated, passionate, take their job really seriously, take what they do really personally. It's not just a job for you, and I think we can all see that. And I think Ian wouldn't be able to do all he does without you. So you play such an important role for Lasha. And when the days are tough, just remember that we all see you and we know it and we appreciate you. And thank you for all that you do for Lasha.
Well, thanks very much, Jen. Thanks so much for making it easy for me.
Thank you for chatting with me.
No problem. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.